Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Somebody ought to say yes to the Lord today. Amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Glory be to God. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. We want to take the time and the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Without Walls Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and founder. Amen. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com. Or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle with you and mine. First, we have the Hour of Power on Sunday from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our ministry lane is your host from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Monday, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It is a one-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It's hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. You can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more and be added automatically to our prayer list. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit by text or email, if you will contact Prophet Yvonne at the information that I gave to you earlier. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wow Radio. Glory be to God. You want to get connected to Wow Radio. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. Glory be to God. So we want to encourage you to get connected to Without Wow Worldwide Ministries and the Wow team. Also, if you would like to be become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, if you can contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I gave to you earlier. Also, if you need prayer, please leave me a message on my Facebook page. You can leave me an inbox there, Elaine Jackson, on Facebook, or submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yola.com, and we will keep you in prayer and prayer with you. Amen. Glory be to God. That's all about announcement. Keep them in mind. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. Father God, we just thank you for life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies, Father, that are new every day. Father God, we just give you glory. We magnify and glorify your holy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Father God, we just give you thanks. Father God, we just give you thanks. Glory be to God for what you already done, oh God. Father God, we come praying, Father God, that you will save a soul right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will deliver them. We pray that you will heal them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the sick, the shut-ins, those that are behind prison bars. We pray for the orphanage, Father. Those that are in orphanage, Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them right where they are right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for we know that thou art a comforter, Father. Our Father God, just comfort them, Father. Give them new strength, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. We thank you, Father God, that he came in the flesh that we might have life. We thank you, Father God, for your love, Father God, your everlasting love, Father. We just give you praise right now, Father God. We just pray that you will save a soul right now, Father God. Save somebody's son, save somebody's daughter, Father. Save somebody's marriage, Father God. Save it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory for it right now, Father. And we magnify and glorify your name, for thou art worthy of our praises, oh Father. Father God, we thank you for your word, Father, that's coming forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Decrease me and increase you, Father. We give this message back unto the Father. My God, my God. We give you praise for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. We got a God that is able to do all things. Glory be to God. He is a good God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. That's not our message today, but glory be to God. We ought to thank him because he's able to do all things. Glory be to God. When it seems impossible, he's able to do it. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from John today. Amen. John, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 20, and the word of God reads, "Then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, yea, Lord. In other words, she said, yes, Lord. Glory be to God. She said, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Amen. I'm going to stop reading right there, but I do want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter before and the chapter after, so you can get an understanding of what God is saying to you in his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The title of our message is A Right Now Miracle. A Right Now Miracle. Glory be to God. My God, my God. A Right Now Miracle. Here, Jesus had went to Bethany. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lazarus had now been dead for like 4 days, and Jesus was on his way there, glory be to God, and he was getting ready to do a miracle there, glory be to God. He was about to do a right now miracle before the face of the people that were there, glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that Jesus intended to wait that long. He could have came in the 3 days. He could have actually healed him without even going to the area. Glory be to God. But he wanted to show them, glory be to God, the glorious power of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when Jesus arose, that Martha had ran out unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus, because Jesus was coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Better get ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus was about to do a miracle. He was about to do something in that present time. He was about to do something in that moment. He was not going to do it tomorrow, but he was going to do it that day. Glory be to God. This is why he asked her, glory be to God. He said, "Thou brother shall rise again." Even though Martha had faith, glory be to God, hallelujah, but yet and still she had a little unbelief there. She kept going back to what was in the future when Jesus was telling you, "I'm finna do a right now miracle." Glory be to God, hallelujah. That's where we are a lot of times. We kind of look past what God can do right now. Glory be to God. It don't take him years and months and days, and it certainly don't take him 21 days. Glory be to God. But he's a God that can do a right now thing. Glory be to God. He can do a right now miracle in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's able to do it. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Jesus asked, "Do you believe that I can do this?" Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Do you believe that God can do a right now miracle in your life? Glory be to God. When we look at these scriptures, they're so powerful because it shows and tells us how powerful, glory be to God, that God is. Glory be to God. It shows the power of the resurrection. Glory be to God. And it represents that Jesus Christ himself, glory be to God, would be risen from the dead. Glory be to God. But he was risen in 3 days. Glory be to God. I'm so glad that he got up. Glory be to God. But a right now miracle. Glory be to God. See, the Bible says, glory be to God, that when Jesus got there, they was weeping. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And Jesus goes on to tell him, he said, "I want y'all to move the stone." Glory be to God. Because I'm about to do it right now. Miracle. Glory be to God. I'm about to call Lazarus out from the grave. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, glory be to God. Then you know you had the spectators there. Glory be to God. My God, my God. That come to see. Glory be to God. My God, my God. A right now miracle. Glory be to God. He's able to do it. He's able to do a right now miracle in your life. Just as he called Lazarus from death to life, glory be to God, he can do the same thing in your life. Glory be to God. But you have to want to be healed. You have to want to be delivered. You have to want to be set free. Glory be to God. You got to want to come out of the grave. In other words, you got to want to come out of sin and death. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You got to want to come out. Glory be to God. You ought to want to be healed. Glory be to God. Because Jesus said that I came that you might live, that you might have life in me. Glory be to God. You know, some of us, glory be to God, we need a right now miracle in our lives. Glory be to God. We need to be saved. We need to be healed. We need to be delivered. And we need to be set free. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why he came. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us need a right now miracle. Right now, glory be to God. We need him to deliver us from some stuff. Glory be to God. We need a right now miracle. Ah, hallelujah. That he can deliver us. Glory to God. From adultery and fornication. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Perverse spirits, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, alcohol and drugs, prostitution. You need a right now miracle, and God can do it right now. Glory be to God. It's not tomorrow, but it's today, because God promises are now things. Glory be to God. He will deliver you, glory be to God, whatever you're in or going through, glory be to God. He will deliver your soul this day. Glory be to God. The day of salvation has come. Glory be to God. I don't know what you've been going through, God. I don't know what you've been going through, but I do know that God is a God that is able to heal you and set you free. You need a miracle, and you need it right now. Glory be to God. I know a lot of people want to hear about prosperity. I know you want to hear about houses and cars. Glory be to God. But I come to tell you about a man that can save your soul. Glory be to God. I come to tell you that a man named Jesus can deliver you from all of those things, glory be to God, that is keeping you down in sin. Glory be to God. I come to tell you about a man named Jesus. Glory be to God, because you got to get Jesus first in your life. Glory be to God. You got to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. All of that other stuff will be added to you. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You need a right now miracle right now. Glory be to God. But the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that Jesus called Lazarus from the grave. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you, and he wants to set you free. He wants to do it now. Glory be to God. But you got to want it. You got to ask him, Lord, save me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, that's why Jesus came. Glory be to God. He can heal you and deliver you ever that's coming against you. Backsliders, glory be to God. He can heal you. He says, I'm ever married to the backslider. Glory be to God. My God, you don't have a sin that you can hide from him. Glory be to God. He knows what you're doing. Glory be to God. My God, my God. It's time to get our life right with God. Hallelujah. But Jesus did a right now miracle. Glory be to God. That's why he said in the scripture, he said unto the Father, he said, I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm doing this miracle, this right now miracle, to let them know that I was sent by God. Hallelujah. I didn't just went, but I was sent. Glory be to God. And I'm about to do a miracle right before your eyes. You know God can do a miracle right before your eyes. Glory be to God. You got to take him out of the mouth. Glory be to God. Because he's a God that is able to do all things. All things are possible to them that believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wants to do a right now miracle in your life. Oh, glory be to God. Well, you say, I'll wait till tomorrow. Glory be to God. I got plenty of time. Glory be to God. But God says today, just today. Glory be to God, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time to get your life right with God. Hallelujah. I know your name on the church roll. Glory be to God. I know you're preaching in the pulpit. Glory be to God. I know you're singing in the choir. I know that you're on the usher board. But hallelujah, you need a right now miracle to get right with God, because you're living in sin and darkness. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You need to get delivered, says the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. You need a right now miracle. Glory be to God. Because see, the Bible says that when Jesus called Lazarus, good God Almighty. See, God is calling you. He's trying to tell you, glory be to God, but you ain't listening. Glory be to God, because the Bible says man loves darkness, or the world loves darkness more than they love light. Glory be to God. And you think you're getting away with it, but you ain't getting away with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time to get right, y'all. It's time out for playing church. It ain't about the building, glory be to God. It's about your soul. Don't let your soul be lost because of things of the flesh. Glory be to God. Don't let your soul be lost, living in sin and darkness. Sin kills the soul of man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let your soul be lost. Not because of the lust of the flesh and lust of the eye, a perverse spirit of doing your fornication. Glory be to God. It's time to get right with God. Hallelujah. If you want to get delivered, he will deliver you. He will do a right now miracle. But you got to mean it from your heart. Glory be to God. You can't fool God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. It said, Lazarus, come forth. He was calling him. He was calling him out of the grave. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. He was calling him because he loved him. Glory be to God. He said, no, what the Bible said, God so loved the world. Glory be to God. He was calling him out of love. He was calling Glory be to God. A lot of us that are wrapped up and bound up in sin. Glory be to God. I'm in need of Savior. Glory be to God. My God. And the Bible says that Jesus said, loosen. Almighty, who's son of mine? He said, loose him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, Jesus want to get you loose. He wants you to come up out of grave. Glory be to God. Not a physical grave. He's talking about your life and your soul living in sin and your soul dying in sin. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. That's why he said, loose him. Somebody going to get loose today. Somebody going to get healed. Somebody going to get delivered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with the church today. People ain't getting healed. People ain't getting delivered. People ain't getting set free. That's what Jesus came for, that they might be healed and delivered and set free. Good God, in the name of Jesus, I call you out of the grave. Glory be to God. I call you out in the name of Jesus. Oh, I don't care what you're going through. Glory be to God. I don't care where you're at. Glory be to God. I call you out of the crack house right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just pray for you right now that God will set you free. Glory be to God. From all of the things that holding you down in sin, that's holding you down in darkness. Oh, glory be to God. My God. Oh, glory be to God. It's about your soul. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for these souls right here. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Somebody coming out in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. I thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody going to get healed, delivered, and set free. My God. Somebody changed. By fall, the falling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you right now. Glory be to God. You're going to begin to walk a new way, talk a new way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Good God Almighty. Lord, we just thank you for your right now miracle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Right now, miracle. But Jesus goes on to tell him, he says, you know what? Hallelujah. He says, I am the resurrection. And I am the life. Glory be to God. I am. I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. In other words, I can raise you up from the death of sin. I went to the cross and I went to the grave. I came back with the key. And I came back and I took the death out, the sting out of death. Glory be to God. I rose again that you might have life in me. That's why he says in the word, he says that those that believe in me, yes, shall you live. You shall live and you shall not die. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I don't care what you're doing. Hallelujah. Jesus came that you might be saved. He said you can come just the way you are right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he will save your soul. But you got to ask him. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But he says, whosoever believeth in me shall live. Hallelujah. Do you believe that he can heal you? Do you believe that he can deliver you and set you free? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, he wants to heal you. Glory be to God. He knows your secret sin. Glory be to God. And if you don't get it right, glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. It's time to get right with God. My God, my God. Oh, my God. Time to get right with God. Hallelujah. My God, but God wants you to be loose, and he wants you to be free. He don't want you to be bound in chains. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why he did a right now miracle, because he wanted them to believe. Glory be to God. And the Bible says many believe on him because of that right now miracle. He was trying to let them see, I don't have to do it tomorrow. I can do it right now, this very second, this very minute, whatever you're waiting on. Glory be to God. He can do it right now. He can heal your mind right now. He can heal your broken spirit right now. Oh, hallelujah. I know it's a lot of church hurt. People get hurt in the church. Glory be to God. But God can heal you from that. Glory be to God. she can deliver you from all the things that I talked about earlier. Glory be to God. That keep you in sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk around in the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. Get your wife. Get your husband. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said God created a woman for man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sin killeth the soul of man. It killeth your soul. Jesus came that you might live. Not die. He came that you might live. And live more abundantly. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all our praise. A right now miracle. Glory be to God. We have to believe that he's able to do it. We have to believe in ourselves. You know, Martha had that faith. Glory be to God. But yet she still had unbelief. Glory be to God. She still had unbelief. Hallelujah. She still had unbelief. And sometimes we are just like that. We have faith, but we still have unbelief. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is able to give us a right now miracle. Hallelujah. Some of us need a right now miracle for our children to be delivered and healed. Our husbands and wives, glory be to God, to be delivered. Hallelujah. Co-workers to be delivered. Glory be to God. People in the church, church folks that are going to church every Sunday, glory be to God, it's going to be a shame. Oh, glory be to God. If you got people sitting in your church and they have not been healed, delivered, and set free, and you're the leader over them, glory be to God, it's going to be a sad day because Christ said the blood is on you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's going to be a sad day because they got their name on the church roll. Well, they think they're going to go in, but they ain't going to make it in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time to get right and stop playing church. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. But God is able to do a right now miracle in your life. Healing, you got to believe it. If you want to be healed, you got to believe that he can do it. If you want a right now miracle, you got to believe that he can do it. Do you believe? Glory be to God. You got to believe in him. You got to believe in the power of the resurrection. You got to believe that. You got to believe in the Son of God. But the Bible says, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Whosoever call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't put a particular denomination on it. He didn't put no particular race on it. Hallelujah. He said, anybody that calls on his name shall be saved. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I am the life. In other words, I give to them eternal life, all those that believe. He said, all those that believe in me, I give them eternal life of the soul and the spirit. Glory be to God. You must be born again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Eternal life. He said, you shall live and you shall not die. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is able to do the impossible things. Glory be to God. And it don't take him days and months to do it because he's a God of a right now. That's why faith said, now faith. It's a substance of things hoped for. Glory be to God. It said yesterday. It said now. Glory be to God. So I'm just praying right now, Father, that we will have some right now miracles, that the lives of people will be changed. People will come out of the grave. In other words, they'll come out of sin and come and live for Jesus and change their life and live for Jesus. Glory be to God. We are running out of time. Know that God is able to do it right now. He's able to do a right now miracle. If you don't know him, glory be to God, if you were asked him today to save you, say, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Save my soul, Father. I repent of my sin. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that God raised him from the dead. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you died for my healing. I believe that you died for my deliverance. I believe that you died to set me free from sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you called on the name of the Lord today and asked him to save you, glory be to God, you are saved and welcome to the body of Christ. Glory be to God. get your Bible and begin to read it, and make sure that you read the book of Romans, amen, and also read, start off in the four gospels, don't start off in the Old Testament, glory be to God, so you won't get confused, glory be to God, my God, hallelujah. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today, amen, so I can pray with you, glory be to God, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and we love you too. Have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God.